Honey? Honey? Where did you go?
Oh, there you are. What are you doing out here? Are you hiding from me? Well, you said you were going to grab your robe and come right back. That was 10 minutes ago. What's going on? What do you mean I was snarling in my sleep? And floating above the covers? Did you fall asleep watching Ghostbusters again? You know what happens when you watch Bill Murray before bed. I am being serious, sweetheart. But that doesn't sound right. You must have been having a bad dream. I mean, the things you're saying are impossible. If you were awake, then you must have been hallucinating. How could I have been floating above the sheets? That's ridiculous. I mean, how is that even possible? You weren't feeling too well last night. Maybe your cough medicine. Well, what do you mean you had your arms wrapped around me as I was floating? That doesn't make sense. What can I tell you to make you believe that what you saw wasn't real? You don't have to back away from me. I don't want to hurt you. Okay, you're rather observant. My eyes are glowing right now, aren't they? A little bit. I could see it on your face. Like, literally, I could see a bit of red light on your face. Okay, honey, we need to have a chat. I didn't want to tell you the truth because I wanted you to accept me for who I am. But I think honesty right now would probably be for the best. But yes, I'm what you would call a demon. I took over your boyfriend's body during the night, but it's not like what you've heard or read about. We aren't inherently evil, we're just victims of our circumstances. We punish the evil, that's our job. So in a sense, we're doing good. We're making the world a better place. There is a catch to it, though, and I'll tell you about that later, because you definitely need to know about it. Now, I could have wiped your mind or given you some hallucinations so that you'd have doubts about what you saw this morning. I could have tried to fool you, but that didn't seem fair. I felt compelled to tell you the truth about what I am, because I think we could have something real, even if it is under these strange circumstances. I know the idea of this is frightening, but you don't have to be afraid of me. I'm not going to hurt you until you're ready. Your boyfriend, if you can call him that, he's still in here too. I can see all his thoughts, his memories, his emotions. This body is a vessel for me, but I have access to everything about him. I can see what he thought of you, too. Such good memories. And he did love you, but he didn't deserve you. No, I'm not going to tell you that. No, forget it. Fine. But I'm doing this under protest. He was cheating on you. You don't have to believe what I say. Think about how things have been between you the last few months. Hell, the last year. He's been distracted, working late, basketball with the guys. It would be faster to tell you who he wasn't screwing. But you already knew that, didn't you? He hasn't really looked at you in months, has he? But none of that matters anymore. I'm here now, and I want to be with you. I want to live in this world with you. He may not have seen you, but I've been in his memories. I know the kinds of things you used to do together in the beginning. The kinds of things that make your toes curl. How many nights did you lie awake, wishing he would just roll over and take you like he used to? I know everything you did with him, said to him, felt with him. If you give me a chance, I can give you what you want, what you need. I'm like your boyfriend, with a little bit extra. I know this whole situation is bizarre, but I can see you may be open to what I have to say. At least you're not panicking. That's a relief. I really can't deal with that whole freaking out thing. I could make you think you love me with just a few words and a touch. But if you let me stay, I want it to be your choice, your free will, that allows it. That you honestly and truly want me to be here. But I can be whoever you want me to be. If you want me to be the man you fell in love with and only that, I'll try. But I think I can be so much more than that. I'm more powerful than you realize. I can be an ally to you in this world if you're willing to. Trust me. I know I'll have to earn that, of course, but you have to give me a chance. And I'll believe in you. I'll support you in ways he never did. You have dreams that you want to pursue. And not only will I stand behind you when you reach for them, I'll help you. And trust me, that really means something because I do have the power to change your life. I can persuade, threaten, and toy with the minds of mortal men and women. But not you. No, I would never do that to you. For that alone, you should be willing to give me a little more time. But I have more to offer than that as well. I know how unsatisfied you've been. One and done, if he even touched you at all. But I won't treat you like that. Your body will be my playground, and I am insatiable. I can be as rough as you need me to be. We can try every deviant thing you have ever wanted to do, and I will never make you feel ashamed. Looking through his memories, I can see all those depraved acts you used to enjoy together. I'm going to make you beg for them. And then, I'm going to teach you some new ones. You'd want that, right? You've enjoyed submitting to this body in the past. Well, you have no idea how good it could be. But you have to do it with me in here. I'm worth knowing. I'm worth trusting. This is going to work. If I fucked your face without helping up your mind. I love it when you gasp like that. It makes my demon cock throb in ways I can't describe. Get on your knees and open my pants. I could do it myself, but I don't want to fumble with it. It's been a while since I did that. It's best if you do it for me. Oh my. I guess it has been a while, hasn't it, eager girl? Your mouth is so much better than his memories. Such a talented little tongue you have. Tastes just the same as him, don't I? I know you've been wanting him to be more aggressive with you. More forceful. I can do that for you. Starting with a good grip on your hair. It's that same cock you love. Only I'm willing and able to do so much more with it. I want to make you mine instead of his. You have to understand just how willing I am to do that. Of course I can make my eyes glow again while you do this. I guess you really do want to know I'm a demon. Is this a kink for you? Because if it is, my oh my, is this your lucky day. And I'm not like an incubus. I want you awake and fully cognizant. I'm doing all this for you. Not for me. Because I want to. I want to make you happy. How long has it been since he fucked your face like this? Since he lost himself in your mouth? Let me pull your hair and drive my cock down your throat. Use your mouth as hard as you need. You'd be surprised how much abuse your flesh is capable of taking, and how much I can dish out. And that was just a taste of how good it could be. I know you want to fuck me. You don't have to say the words. Like I said, I know you. I know exactly what you need, and right now, it's this body. Let me lay down on the bed, and I'll show you my appreciation. I'll let you see what you can have any time you want. You just have to let me keep this body. I know the thing you've wanted him to do to you for so long, but he was too selfish to let you have that experience. I want you to sit on my face and suffocate me between those gorgeous thighs. My cock is already twitching at the thought of it. I'm not even going to make you beg for it. This time. Even though that would be so much fun. I'm going to let you have what you desire. I can already smell how wet you are for me. So needy and desperate, it fills my heart with joy. Don't be shy, baby. Climb up on my face and put your wet little slit hard against my lips and nose. You know exactly what you want to do then, don't you? I love the way you grind on my face. When he never wanted to do this is a mystery to me. I want to taste you. Push my tongue deep inside it. Nectar drip on my tongue. Oh, fuck. You're getting what you always wanted. And I can tell you love every second of it. Reach back while we're doing this. Stroke my cock. Slowly. You know exactly what this body likes. How to tease just the right amount so I don't come right away. Take me to the edge. I want to taste you. So you sound so good when you moan. You're so close. So responsive to my tongue. Oh, God. Was that as good for you as it was for me? Well, as incredible as your desperation tastes, I want more. I could lay down here beside you and wait for you, but like I said, I'm insatiable, and I can tell you're certainly not done either. So fuck me. Fuck me with wild abandon. I want to feel you beneath me, on top of me, around me. Oh, you want to put your legs over my shoulders? You never did this with him. You didn't even try. With me? Oh, yes. I'm into this. And soon, I'm going to be into you, too. Oh. I can make you moan more than he ever did. And I'll come for you more than he ever did. We both know this. You're so fucking amazing. I mean, I could leave this body after this and he'd never know what he missed unless you told him. But I don't think you would. It'd be our little secret, wouldn't it? But don't stop bucking against me. I want you to feel every inch. I want to have this experience with you. Not just some memory. I want to brand you with this cock, even if it is his body and not really mine. You've had my cock down your throat and my tongue deep inside you. You have to admit this is the best fuck you've ever had. And this is just the beginning of what we could do together. Every dark fantasy you've ever had, I can fulfill. But I have to stay for that to happen. You have to want that too. Ask me to stay. Tell me you're happy with this. I know you are. But you have to say the words. They'll bind me to this world for now. I thought that would be your response. I can feel myself getting stronger already. But you don't have to worry about that. There are other people in this world who should. But not you. Not ever. But keep moaning. Every stroke is so good. And I just want more. You like it when I bite you too, don't you? I don't even have to ask, I can tell. You want to hear my demon voice? Why? I don't know. I don't want to scare you. Are you sure? You're mine. Mine. And soon, I'll be yours too. We'll be bound together. And there'll be so much pleasure and so much pain. If you want to have it, or give it to me, I'm used to torment, and I'll enjoy every second of it. I can be whatever you want me to be. Just ask. Just beg. I don't care. I just need this. You like that, don't you, naughty girl? But you're whimpering so much. I think we're really going to enjoy our time together. I'm going to wear you out, and you're going to be in a permanent state of exhausted ecstasy. Doesn't that sound wonderful? Oh, you're about to come, aren't you? Well then, come for me. Show me how you like it. Play with your clit until you can't take any more. Look me in the eyes while you come, and I'll come with you. And I'll even make my eyes glow for you. You want that, don't you? Just shameless, aren't you? I fucking love it. Okay, now that we've done that, I should tell you what the catch is. We may have to kill a few people, but they'll be bad people. And the worse they are, the better it is for me. I am an instrument of punishment, after all. But by doing this, you'll also be improving your standing, too. Up there. And down there, too, let's be honest. It won't be so bad after the first few. And they will be bad people. People the world will be better without. Murderers, rapists, child molesters. Those who use their wealth and power to inflict pain and suffering on others. The kind of people who make the world a miserable place for others. Oh no, you don't have to worry about punishment for your rather sizable lust at the moment. After all, this is a committed relationship. Even though someone else is inside this body, we're just having some good dirty fun. And the murder, that won't be a problem. You can trust me, but let's lie here for a while, and I'll let you get used to the idea of all this, because it's a low-risk, high-reward situation for you, but it's still a lot to take in. We'll have lots of time to talk about it. Who's at the door? What do you mean you called someone about an exorcism? When did you have time? Wait, I was growling and floating for 4 hours, and you didn't call an ambulance? You called a priest? It's an odd set of priorities, but I have to admit, you did seem to understand the situation almost immediately, which makes my earlier lies seem a little silly in retrospect. But you can't let him in the apartment. He'll sense I'm here, and you know what comes after that. That's dangerous for all of us, because at this point, he won't believe you just found out. He'll think you're complicit. Well, technically you are now, but he doesn't need to know that. And trust me, it won't be pea soup vomit and petty insults if there is an exorcism. It's so much more gruesome than that. His body could die in the process. But I won't kill him, because you wouldn't want that, would you? No, he's a good man, and you would be very upset with me if I harmed him. But he wants to hurt me, and we can't have that, can we? So, if you can get rid of him, then we can be together for the rest of your life. And if you want me to leave at some point, if you make that choice, well, your boyfriend can just wake up having what he thinks is amnesia, so he doesn't remember anything we did together. His mind will be like he woke up next to you this morning, no matter how far in the future that may be. So we can do anything together, and he'll never know. It'll be between you and me, and whoever else we decide to play with. But that means you have time to make a decision. But that can't happen if someone else intervenes. So you need to help me here and send him on his way. Tell him you made a mistake and there was some other explanation. He's still going to want to come in, but you cannot let him. He's going to be suspicious for weeks, but eventually he'll forget, or he'll finally believe you were telling the truth. And that should be enough time for me to assimilate into this body, and then he won't be able to detect me after that. You'll do this for me, won't you? I just want to stay with you. Thank you. You won't be sorry, I promise you. Hurry back. There's more fun to be had, and then we have a job to do. Enable people to find, and you know. You'll get used to it soon, I promise. And then we can be together forever. Won't that be so nice?